This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all around the world via the satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. For all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, plus the construction workers, and not to be forgotten about the bulk mail centers, because that mail gets sorted at night, and the trucks deliver the mail from bulk center to bulk center at night. No, they're out there on the road, so be careful, you guys and gals. We appreciate all of you that are out there getting the mail through, because neither rain nor snow. And by the way, you're gonna be taxed this time around with all this big weather in the Middle East, or the Middle East, the Midwest tonight, as we're gonna have some really bad weather the past, next several days there. I-80, I-70, I-90, and I-94. Be careful. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website either, and go over there, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And here is Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hello, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and congratulations for another day. Wow, Mission Barbecue.
Another day, another dollar.
I'm telling you, I don't know.
And lots of food.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, or you're new, whoa, I don't know how he does it. Mission Barbecue out the door, and then you had a great time down there and
we did
in Brainton,
Mixon Farms Tea Party, Manatee, 10th anniversary.
Yep, great place.
Yep, it was a great birthday party.
Yeah.
And
God bless you all, by the way, for doing what you do, and for the captain too, for all you do. Because I don't know how you do. I was telling him I don't know how he does all he does. But anyway, all right.
God just do you. It.
That's right. We just do it. Okay, and I do have to say this: Flip is about to go in the hospital soon. Flip, I know your surgery is, it would be scary the third time, but I'm going to tell you, this time I'm putting extra prayer on the doctors and nurses and your staff. Because, you know, people, when we have surgery, it's very important that everybody that works on us get prayed over, because, you know, you want the best doctor and you don't want anything to go wrong. So I'm adding all that for you, Flip, and we know we're going to be dancing again soon. Okay, good news, everybody. Yeah, he's already dancing, I know. Okay, everybody, the next two shows, be online. If you're new, be online, because you get it too. Blessings nights. I can't believe it's coming up already. But I try to do them the last two nights of the week, the weekly nights, because that's all I can do. I might go back to one once. I don't know. We're going to do an area one, because I've got more areas. The captain keeps adding more. Tomorrow night and the next night, we'll do by names. And there's going to be more names, so I'm going to probably have to talk even faster. I'm going to have to go so fast like a little old greyhound. But anyway, I'll get it in. But God bless you all, and be sure, because, and then I have a message on healings ready to give next week to tell you all how to get healed and to how to add something else. It's very, very good way, and I had forgotten all about it until, okay, here's my word for tonight. It's one of my favorite verses, 1 Corinthians 13. It is called, in the Bible, the love chapter. We're talking about, you know, really pure God's love. Okay, though I speak with the tongue of men and angels, but have not love, I'm becoming a sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and much knowledge, and even if I have all faith, but I don't have love, I'm nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. It isn't puffed up. It's not easily provoked. and it doesn't seek for self, but it rejoices in truth, it bears all things, and endures all things. Love never fails, but prophecies will fail. Yes, they will. Knowledge shall vanish away, for we only know in part, we only prophesy in part, for that's all we know. We see through a glass darkly, but when we come face to face, and talking about when we come face to face with God, we shall know even as we are known. And now abides faith, hope, and love. They're all important, but the greatest of these is love. And, you know, I think, Captain, of all the verses, and you know how I love all the different verses of the Bible, are great people, I think this has always been one of my favorites because, you know, you could be a greatest orator, which I've never been. You could be the greatest of anything. But without love, without God's love in you, you don't do it with love. Because, you know, you've heard some people where they, in fact, the other night I was pretty riled up over, it was another station, had someone on that was talking about all this different stuff in God. And there was so much anger and hatred that I was actually upset, and the captain knows about it. It has nothing to do with, we never have that one on our station. It's nothing to do with our radio station. But I said, how on earth? And I was so upset when I came on the radio. He says, well, why do you listen to that stuff? Well, you know, I had to see how far the guy would go. And, you know, it was a good example, and it made me turn to the Bible with this verse, this very, very chapter, because, you know, I can preach to you guys, I can say what I want. I mean, I can just go with it. But if love is not there, not only are you guys going to know it, I will know it. And you know, that's wrong. So, you know, we just can't do that. And that's why we do the blessings on this show. So much love of God comes with those, and you need to know that. And it's love with all of us, not just for me. We're like a team, and we just draw that love from each other. And that's the way it's got to be. We're not going to make it. And, you know, Captain, I just get so upset over all of this, the hatred stuff. It's like the Democrats versus... It's pure evil.
They're tossing everything they possibly can at us.
That's right.
Hoping that we'll buy some of it.
That's right.
And they'll alienate some of us and we'll break away from Trump. And all it's doing is having a reverse effect.
Absolutely. Yep. We were a team where we stick together, we hang together. I've never known us to split, like what I heard on that other show. Oh dear God in heaven, stool. But anyway, we are going to hang together. Don't ever worry about that. But God bless you, and God bless you, Captain, for all you do. And don't forget, be online the next two nights. We're going to do some blessings. Thank you so much, Captain.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, to prayer and intercession. When we come back, I think we're going to hear from Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. He's got a lot of things he wants to talk about tonight. He heard us talking about in the first hour. I'll be right back. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And there is no better time than right now to get a quote from your local GEICO agent. They can get a great rate with a personal touch, and you can save money just like I do because they are my insurance company, and they've saved me a bunch of money over the years. Now, they do more than just cover your car or your truck that you're driving. They'll also insure your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they can help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too. All you got to do is go to the phone book and look up GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. They're usually in the yellow pages, but they're under insurance, certainly, and find your local agent and set up an appointment. Or you can go online to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and get a quote that way, too. So there you go. GEICO. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Well, right on cue, here he is, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about that? I teased you, and there you are.
Right on cue, like you said.
Yep.
Right to the second. You know, I heard you and Kyle Warren talking about Lieutenant Colonel Dick Dole.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
USS Hornet.
Yep.
And, you know, every American should see that old grainy black and white movie, 30
yep.
Seconds Over Tokyo.
Yep.
I had three uncles that served on the Hornet at one time or another.
Uh-huh.
Earlier in the war. And it was really weird you brought that up because I thought of my one uncle today because I've lost all my World War II uncles the last, 15 years. They've died off.
Right.
But my one uncle, he joined the Navy in January of 1940.
Uh-huh.
So by the time Pearl Harbor came about, he was almost in the Navy 2 years. He was on the Hornet when it came into Pearl 4 days after the Japanese bombed it on December 7,
41. Right.
And he was a great man. He
yep.
would do anything for you. Two things he could never eat rice, and he never forgave the Japanese.
Well, that ship. Go ahead.
He came off with the crew, and he was a radio man. And at the base of the plank was a Marine Corps general and a Navy admiral. And the radio men came off together, and there were like seven of them. And the Marine Corps general pointed to my uncle and his buddy and said, "You and you, you're now Marines." And he was a he trained Marines coming stateside out there to operate radio, and then he went into Tarawa, Iwo, and Okinawa.
Well, you know, there's quite a story behind the Hornet, because when they snuck over to Japan and they got just as far as they could get, they got spotted by a Japanese fishing boat. Remember that?
Yep. They were about 400 miles away. They should have got a little closer, but they had to turn around and launch. They weren't even sure. It was bad weather when they launched. It was, you know, they knew they didn't have gas to turn around and come back or to get deep into China.
Yep.
And a lot of those guys, a lot of those men paid the price.
Yep, they ditched in the sea.
That's why I talk about that today is I heard on, again, they replayed on Fox earlier this morning, Andrew Cuomo, America was never great.
Yeah, right.
You
know, greatest generation.
Great many depended on a faithful, dedicated few. And America was great, and America is great.
Yep, and my mother worked for the Navy in Lyndhurst, not Lyndhurst, and, where the Zeppelins were down there. What was it, Linden? What was that? Doggone it, I can't think of. Down in Central Jersey, she worked for the Navy down there, and they had the dirigibles they put up in the air, because they called them at that time the dirigibles, not the blimps. But they kept those going up and down, patrolling the coast, because every now and then, those things up in the air would spot the submarines that were off our coast.
Oh, my one uncle, too, when he came out of San Francisco, you got underneath the Golden Gate Bridge, and you could detect Japanese subs even that close.
Yeah.
That's what most people don't know or forgotten about, or they've just died off. So much of our institutional memory is gone now because these guys have gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you have to rely on the history books.
Yeah, if you have to rely on any public schools or public education, good luck there.
And hopefully they won't change the history books, because that's what they've been working hard at doing, is changing history. And those of us that remember it, I mean, it's important to keep the history out there, especially the military history of this country and what made it great.
Well, you remember during the Clinton administration, the Smithsonian did an exposition of the aircraft of the Pacific War, and they didn't call it a war. It was a big uproar over that.
Yeah.
Pacific conflict.
Yeah.
No, it was a war.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was one, I don't want to see it misinterpreted or reinterpreted to fit somebody's foolish or stupid ideology.
Yeah, and they need to remember why it was a war to begin with, what the Japanese and the Germans and the Italians were fighting about. And by the way, at one time, the Russians were all in together.
They were all there together.
Yeah.
But when you see how dedicated and how forthright and just outright gutsy Americans were at that time, I think you still see it in the U.S. military to this day. But I don't think there's enough people. I know people who haven't had a relative in the U.S. military since World War II.
Yeah, tradition. You know, tradition is what we call it.
Tradition, yeah, it's more of a caste system now. Either your family has the patriotism to carry it on, or, you know, you definitely have the freedom to stay home in comfort.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's. I'm glad you guys brought that up.
And bring back the draft, my friend.
Bull Halsey missed the Battle of Coral Seas because he was taking the Hornet with those bombers.
Yeah. Bring back the draft and draft the women while you're at it.
I think so, because I think every young American should be made.
Yep. Minimum of two years. Doesn't mean they're all going to get a gun and wind up in combat. That's not the way it works. Because for every 10 soldiers that are, I'm sorry, for every one combat soldier that's on the line, there are 10, 11, or 12 people somewhere behind the enemy, behind their own lines, taking care of them, making sure they got supplies and logistics. That's the way it works.
Well, you know, they said that about Vietnam. 23% of all the men in Vietnam were combat veterans, and the rest were support.
I know. Some
way, shape, or form.
Yep.
And
I
do. I think they should have 2 years, and if they want their college free, well, they can somehow serve their country on a front line somewhere overseas, somewhere in uniform.
Yep.
No alternatives. Don't get out of the draft. Peace Corps doesn't count. You have to serve the United States military in one of its five services.
Yeah, and if you're in Israel, you would be.
Oh, yeah, everybody does.
Yep.
And I think that's the way it should be here. And in Switzerland, it's the same way, too.
Yep. They take the weapons home with them.
Yep, take them. I don't know if we could do that in some cities, especially Chicago, but...
What do you mean they got their guns on them? Well, you know, hey, and by the way, somebody wants, was it the mayor of Chicago? Somebody wants to activate the National Guard in Chicago. I forgot who it was. I don't think it was a governor. I think it was a mayor or a city alderman or somebody wanted the National Guard in there to help take care of the situation.
Well, when the weather gets warm, that's when they get active up there.
Yeah.
I think that could look like, with the National Guard up there, that could look like the streets of Saigon during Tet.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's just how bad it is. People go around the south side and the southwest side anymore. You just, I don't know what you're going to do. That has devolved into something that I couldn't even explain it on the radio.
It was bad enough when it was Tet because we were up along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. We were doing a lot of recon up in there. And we were finding out about all sorts of things that were going on, and nobody believed it. What do you mean they got tanks? Where'd they get a tank from? Jeez.
Right. Right. I just talked to Gerald Ford's old photographer.
Oh, okay.
And he said that Ford wanted to, right before the fall of Saigon, it was one time we could have just crippled the North Vietnamese.
Sure.
Highway 1 was a traffic jam. All their equipment, men were stuck on it.
Yep.
Everything was out in the open on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. You know, we could have lambasted them into the Stone Ages.
Well,
but
it should have been done. Should have been done. I don't know why it wasn't.
Ford's hand was tied by Congress. You know, when they when they reversed the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, no more going into Southeast Asia.
Well, they're trying to do that right now with the what got us into Afghanistan. They're trying to reverse that.
Well, all they need is more Democrats in the Senate, and they'd probably get it done.
Yeah, and you got to remember, these people that are running right now, you know, they'll promise you the sun, the moon, the sky, and everything else, but it is a very bad situation for America. We cannot let them take control, because if we do, the America that we know right now, the freedoms that we enjoy, are gone.
And I'm telling you, it's as close as Central America right now.
I know that, and people need to wake up.
Venezuela is going to do one thing. If we screw that up,
yep,
we've screwed a lot.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk to you again later this week, I hope.
Okay, Captain. Always good talking to you.
All right. Dan DeMann. Dan DeMann, of course, has got a lot of experience, a lot of political experience. He worked for a couple of different presidents and also worked for the, I believe it was the Senate. He worked for them in a capacity. All right. I'll be coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch, our first military segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump now says he won't reinstate a protocol to remove migrant children from their parents.
I'm the one that stopped it.
The Trump administration's policy of separating families have brought criticism from Republicans as well as Democrats and promoted numerous lawsuits.
When you don't do it, it brings a lot more people to the border. We are not looking to do it. But President Obama had the law. We changed the law. And I think the press should accurately report it, but of course they won't.
Last June, President Trump signed an executive order ending the family separation policy that was originally announced by then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions as a zero-tolerance policy almost exactly a year ago. It was a tough day on Wall Street. The Dow was down 190, the NASDAQ was down 44, and the S&P 500 down 17. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. I'll be over at the one today in Clearwater this afternoon around 2 o'clock. I'm going to sit down and hear from some of the students and shake some hands and say hello and do a little chatting with them and see what's going on there with the latest class that came in. But here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys. Guys and gals, you are in control of your own destiny when it comes time and turn for what it is you can do and how you can make a fantastic living as an aviation maintenance tech. And when I say that, I mean it in the following manner. You don't have to just take any job that comes along because you're looking for a job and, you know, gee, that sounds good or this, that, and the other. How about taking a job for all the right reasons? Number one, security, benefits, pay, chance for advancement. Right reasons for taking a job, right? Now, I can guarantee you, when you become a certified FAA aviation maintenance tech, you will be in demand anywhere and everywhere the aircraft industry has an opening. Because at the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. With the 14 months training that you'll get, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth and advancement as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, a lot of people go, gee, how do I get a chance to make some of that big money that these defense contractors do? Well, if you are hired by a defense contract company and you go overseas, an aviation maintenance tech starts out $50,000, $60,000 easily per year, $70,000, $80,000 well within reach, $90,000 possible if you really want to put in some extra time and work. Now, six-figure salary is possible just for going overseas for a military contractor. It's not that easy to wind up working for a military contractor, but every now and then, the guys and gals at National Aviation Academy are able to do just that. And when they do, they're well on their way to making big, big bucks right off the bat. So check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take the tour. Schedule an appointment to take the tour at one of their locations. Now, you can always give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because that will open the door wide slap open for you to be able to find out what I already know. Tremendous opportunity awaits you at National Aviation Academy. Now, speaking of aviation, last spring, the Military Times reported that the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Army, and Air Force's aircraft were in deep trouble, that manned aviation accidents had spiked almost 40% over the past 5 years, killing 133 service members since 2018. Now, is military aviation getting any safer after that report? Well, new mishap data shows that it is in certain areas, but there are other areas that are still concerning when it comes to breakdowns and aircraft engines failing and this, that, and the other. And a lot of it has to do with the age of the aircraft and the hours that they're flying, because sometimes they can't exactly, in a combat situation, get all the downtime they need to have for much-needed repairs to make, and they have to go up and try their next mission anyway because we're limited as to how many aircraft we got in a certain area to do whatever needs to be done when it comes to bombing and supporting troops on the ground and whatnot. So think about that. But things are getting better as we've got new aircraft starting to show up daily. Now, unfortunately, at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, we did lose three U.S. Marines. One of them was a New York City firefighter. And we did have three of our Marines wounded as well. Now, this was killed by an improvised explosive device in a vehicle. It was not even recognizable what kind of vehicle it was that detonated the device they had in there, but they waited till this group came by, Marines came by, and then they detonated the vehicle, and that was the end of that. Still going on, folks. Still going on. And Anderson Air Force Base reportedly used a pesticide pool chlorinator in their drinking water in Guam. Wow. Anderson Air Force Base in Guam has been fined by the territory's Environmental Protection Agency for using pool chlorination tabs that were classified as a pesticide to sanitize some of the drinking water. Not smart. Not smart. By the way, President Donald Trump might have ordered Chief Special Warfare Operator Eddie Edward Gallagher freed from the brig while the SEAL awaits trial on war crime charges. But his Commodore has imposed stiff restrictions on his release. He is confined to base. and can't really move around freely to go anywhere on that base. He has to stay where he's at. It's called confined to quarters. He has to stay right where he's at and can't go anywhere without a military escort taking him, say if he's got to go to a doctor's appointment or something like that. Now, President Hassan Rouhani, the Iranian president, has defended the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as protectors of Iran and said that the U.S. decision to label the Iranian elite forces a terrorist group is a serious mistake. Well, tell that to the 603 and counting American servicemen that were killed by the IRGC and the Quds Force that's currently on the ground in Iraq and Syria. Tell that to them and see what kind of an answer you get. Also, the head of the U.S. Southern Command yesterday said that Beijing is using disinformation and debt diplomacy to dig into Venezuela as Maduro desperately tries to cling to power. China is there in Venezuela. So is it Cuba, Russia, Iranian forces, Hezbollah are there as well. Think about that. By the way, a Dutch F-16 fighter jet flying a training exercise over the Netherlands scored a direct hit on itself when the pilot fired the aircraft's 20-millimeter rotary cannon. The plane actually shot itself. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. By the way, there's a question being asked. A very unusual spike in dolphin deaths has been reported in Aegean Sea over the past few weeks. And a Greek marine conservation group believes that Turkey might have had something to do with it when they had their naval exercises in the area. So what were they dumping into the water, the Aegean Sea, that killed a bunch of dolphins? What were they dumping in the water? Think about that. We'll see. Now, the president, being the commander-in-chief of the military, can overrule the Pentagon anytime he wants. And we'll see what happens with some of the things that are going on here with military deployments and such. And on the border, because some things that were done by the president, even though his advisors told him maybe he might want to try something else. All right, coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. I'll be right back right after these messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting from Tampa.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Merle Haggard, moving on. And I'll tell you what, that was a truck driving television show a number of years ago. Kind of got it all started. And it is what it is. So there you go. But let's talk about the weather, because I got to tell you, the Moss Family Automotive Group, Moss spelled M-A-U-S of Moss Family Automotive Group, and all sorts of things there for you, brand new vehicles. Again, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on your vehicles there, your new vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars. And then there's more. Now, a significant winter storm is going to move across north central U.S. through Friday. And where the high winds will be and the dryness in the southwest, there'll be a fire watch there where we could have some fires spring up. By the way, this is called a bomb, this type of storm. It's a bomb storm because there's going to be some variables involved here. First of all, to the north where it's going to be colder, you're going to have snow. Snow. And there's a lot of snow going to be forecast. Blizzard warnings are going to be out for parts of Minnesota, all of South Dakota, parts of North Dakota, most of Nebraska, the northwestern part of Kansas, the northeastern part of Colorado. Wyoming will be immersed in a winter storm warning. Colorado, Denver, and points north and south of Denver and to the west, you're going to be in a winter storm warning there. Right now, Utah, winter storm warning there, up and down the I-15 corridor and I-80 corridor going into Wyoming. Going up into Idaho, you're going to have a winter weather advisory in a number of places. However, there will be a winter storm warning for the central part of Idaho today and tonight. And it also will be included winter storm warning for much of Montana, especially in the mountainous areas. And we do have snow. We do have a winter weather advisory for the central mountains east of Seattle, Snoqualmie South, all the way down through Oregon in the central mountains there. We've got rain in central southern Oregon. We've got a mixed bag of precipitation west of Donner at up on I-80, west of Reno. So keep in mind all that weather is transpiring right now. And the upper peninsula of Michigan, you'll have a winter weather advisory, snow there. Snow certainly in northern Wisconsin. Snow across a lot of Minnesota, and then the southwestern corner of Minnesota, you will have a blizzard warning there. By the way, there's ice in the forecast, lots of it in northern Michigan, too, for the northern peninsula, where it wraps around towards Minnesota and Wisconsin. So be advised there, there's going to be an ice storm up there. You've got some snow up in the northern part of Maine, I might add. And you've got some fog in the eastern part of Alabama tonight from about Montgomery up to Birmingham, straight line there, and some fog just north of the Metroplex in Dallas, and some fog from about Galveston on down all the way to the Mexican border down there. So that's what the weather's going to look like. This is a snow bomb, because it's going to be a blizzard in part of the country. It's going to be rain in another part, and then there's going to be some very high winds. By the way, some of these winds could approach hurricane strength. That's how severe this is. The millibars, the storm will have about 970 millibars associated with it, which means it could be like having a hurricane with snow. It's going to be called a bomb cycle, bomb cycle. That's what they're calling it. All right, and let's see. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business. Candace Owens, you smacked down these idiots, these Democrats today. God bless you, okay? You, me, and the captain will take on the whole Democrat Party. Let me say something about Boeing. Let me tell you what happened about Boeing here. And, Captain, you got it right. Those pilots had no business being in the cockpit. Zero. None. Zero. And I know Sully, who landed that plane in the Hudson River, is a leftist, okay? He's a Democrat. But Boeing, every plane that you have should be flied by a Boeing pilot, period. Okay, if I was in the White House telling these idiots what to do, I'd tell them right now that every plane has to be flown by a Boeing pilot, okay, period, and they'd be insured by a Boeing pilot. For $12 billion, we can get someone to push a button and crash a plane, okay? That's a disgrace. That's what happened there, okay? These Boeing pilots, you can take Sully, who's 66 years old, would have flown that plane and landed it on the water, and no one would have got hurt. For $12 billion, they took that contract away, and by the way, you know what? Everybody flies a Boeing plane except Delta. Now, follow the money. Okay, so all these people are going to Delta now because Southwest, United, and American all have that plane that's been grounded. Wake up in the White House and repeal Obamacare. And Kavanaugh, we didn't bust our hump to get you up there to follow a Democrat like John Roberts. Obamacare is a disgrace, and Barack Obama lied to us 37 times.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd. Appreciate that. And now let's go to the phone lines. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Well, first of all, what's the latest over in Israel?
Well, it is virtually a draw, but there's a 10% recommendation that coming from officials there that that Netanyahu form his government. So it looks like he could prevail, but it's going to be by the skin of his
skin. Well, here's what I was told in the last newscast, because I listened to it very intently, SRN, bottom of the hour. They have a coalition of 65 seats in the Knesset. Apparently, there are two other parties that came along with his party, with Benjamin Netanyahu's party. So it gives him 65 total and 35 for the opponent. So while they were tied 35-35 with their seats, he was able to put together a coalition, and he will remain as a prime minister.
That appears to be the case. So we shall see.
Okay, but that could change depending on whatever they have happen. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, if you think our Congress is screwed up on the way we do things, Israel's is worse, if that's possible.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But the last votes that they counted, I know, was kind of like what we do with our military votes. The last votes that they counted were from their diplomats and the military. So that's kind of what we do here.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, very, very similar. All right, what about an F-35?
We have one that went missing. Apparently, it's Japan's plane. It went down someplace in the Pacific, we think. And the pilot is gone, too. We virtually don't know where this plane is, and we're in somewhat of a panic here because we do not want China and or Russia to go find it before we do.
Yeah, okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And by the way, don't forget, our Attorney General, Mr. Barr, is going to be forming a team to review the FBI's actions during the Trump probe. We'll see where that goes. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon by Christine. Great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.